Vicky Laux arrived in Speedway in 2004, unemployed after a software company went belly up.
I was over 40 and I thought, what do I want to do with my life? And I wanted to try something exciting. I talked my way onto a team as an intern, unpaid intern.
That was all it took.
It was my very first race, the Indy 500, as an intern. I've never seen that many people in one place. Actually, I teared up at the very beginning of the race a little bit, and then I was hooked.
Daniel Laux grew up in Indy.
The earliest memories I ever have are probably from listening to Tom Sneva win the 83 500 while sitting in my grandfather's 71 Impala in a cemetery. Because, of course, it's Memorial Day, and we always drove around all the cemeteries and listened to the race on the radio.
He witnessed the race for the first time at 16 when he could drive himself, and he made it a goal to someday work there.
It was something I always wanted to do, and all my education was actually kind of guided towards it. I made sure that I had the right background, the right skills, and went to the right places. I went to Purdue to study aeronautical engineering because I knew that aerodynamics and lightweight structures were important for IndyCars.
Today, Vicky Laux is a safety inspector for IndyCar and helps with accident investigation. Before each season begins, she creates what are known as accelerometers, large earbud-looking earpieces fitted specifically for each driver that have communication capabilities, block out noise, and include computer chips that monitor vital information during crashes.
It will measure the G-forces to his head in three different directions. From that, when it's connected to the crash box, we'll set up a row of lights on their dash so that when responders get to the drivers, they will know if the driver had a big hit and whether or not he's going to experience maybe a concussion, even though he's not showing signs.
Daniel is an engine support engineer for IndyCar. He's like the engine police, making sure manufacturers don't try to favor certain teams and making sure teams don't try to tweak the computer settings to gain an advantage.
We keep track of mileages. We actually collect data from all the computers. They log 200 channels. We can collect any data from any car that we want at any time, just to make sure that they're using the box in the way that it's intended.
At the end of the season in 2004, Vicky's internship ended.
One evening I called Daniel to tell him I was going to head back to Seattle and figure out what I was going to do. And he, just by chance that day, had found out that the guy that they had hired to do their radios
and wiring
had decided to quit the team.
Vicky interviewed the next day and got the job.
It was very quick before we were actually working on a team together, even though we were just friends at the time. We weren't dating.
It was entirely coincidental. I mean, it was ultimately, it was one of those deals where we were dating for a month before we actually realized that that's what it was. So it's not like it was a...
It's what happens when geeks get together.
Yeah.
They were married 3 years later. They now travel the world to every IndyCar Series event, knowing how challenging racing careers can be on marriages.
Even though we may work for the same company and travel the same places, we don't see each other much, which is the perfect combination. And we do realize that we are very blessed because very few people who are married actually get to see their spouse every night. I don't know if we're envied or people feel sorry for us. I don't know.
I think there's a little bit of both.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon, Indianapolis.